What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Dashboard Podcast. This is episode 9 for August 12th, 2013. And today I have the Rayburn Show with me.
Hello, guys.
Do you want to introduce yourself, what you do on YouTube and
Sure. So hey guys, like I said, like Brian introduced me, I'm the Rayburn Show here. I've been doing YouTube for about a year. As of August 7, 2012, so my 1 year anniversary was less than 8 days ago. I want to thank Captain Clutch for letting me do this podcast. I've listened to one of his later podcasts and I thought it was quite interesting. I do a lot of video game commentaries, just any of the random. I do mostly Black Ops now because I find boringness in NHL and Madden because it's just too long to record, and I can just do theater mode on Black Ops now. So I hope you guys enjoy our podcast, and if you want me to be back soon, just leave a comment.
All right, so I have a whole list of topics here, probably the same size as last week, so I don't know how long we'll be able to talk for, but hopefully, because there's two of us instead of just me, there'll be more discussion, so it'll take a little bit longer. All right, so the first thing, it does have to do with Call of Duty. It's the Apocalypse DLC. I don't know, have you been following it?
Not closely, but I've heard about the rumors. I don't know everything about it yet.
Did you see the trailer for it?
I actually have not. I saw a screenshot for it with a bunch of guys and a weird background, and I heard it's supposed to be coming out the 27th of August, so that's something I might be able to buy.
That is true, yes. There was a kind of like one of those trailers where like the developers talk about the maps, and I don't really like Call of Duty anymore, but I just watched it just because I heard that there's like some old maps that are making a return, so I wanted to see what they were. And Courtyard from World at War, that's going to be back. And now it's like some dig site for like artifacts or whatever. And then there's Stadium from Black Ops 1, which was probably one of my favorite maps from the DLCs in Black Ops 1. And yeah, then there's some other new ones that I don't really care about. But then also the zombies, that's the more interesting part that I kind of cared about more, because it kind of wraps up the whole storyline. It's the beginning of, it's kind of like it's like the origin story. So the map's called Origin, and it's the story of the main, like the original characters, like Dempsey and those other guys. And they're like in World War One, and it's like steampunk based. So there's like giant robots and these like crazy steampunk guns, and it looks interesting, but kind of a little over the top. I don't know. I just wish they would make kind of like a simple map. I don't know. What do you think?
The way you're describing it sounds a lot more different than I guess I've ever heard from it. But you know, if the way you're describing it makes me just want to buy it even more.
But yeah, it sounds pretty interesting. But I don't know, it kind of sounds like Transit also, because I forgot to mention there was like a tank that drives you around the map, and I hated Transit. And so did a lot of people I know, because you have like zombies from the first like World at War and then Black Ops 1, and they're just like normal zombies, and then they add this map with a bus that you have to drive around, and I just didn't like it. It seemed too complicated for me, and especially with like the lava on the ground, that was terrible. And I don't know. I just liked it better when you just had one set map that you could run around, get everything that you need in this one area. You don't have to drive a bus around the entire map, and then if you miss it, you have to wait like half an hour for it to come back. It's just much easier playing the less complicated maps.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Did you play any of the? Did you get any of the other DLCs for Black Ops 2?
Yeah, I got the Uprising and Vengeance.
How many were there? Was that the only two?
So far, I think those are the only two. There might have been one more, but I don't remember. But I just know the Uprising and Vengeance both came out for Black Ops, and then this new one is coming out 27th, which apparently is going to be the last DLC, which is pretty sad. But, you know, developers in Infinity Ward, as we all know, are working on one of the most popular games, probably going to be of the 2013 year, but you know, I really don't have any disappointment because, you know, most of the DLC, some of them are based off of Black Ops 1 maps, and some of them are kind of have an inspiration as to the previous Call of Duty maps. But, you know, if they're working hard making maps and making people want to play the Call of Duty game, you know, by making this ghost game, and I think by making these new DLC maps, they're just making more hyped and hand, as they're going to be able to get more viewers to look and actually try the maps out. And I think that's the whole point of these new DLC maps, is to try to get the attention of the viewers and see how a creative gameplay, and it doesn't even matter. As we all know, Nuketown 2025 was just an inspiration from Nuketown in the original game, you know. A lot of these maps are becoming enhanced from previous games, and I like that idea because it makes it a lot. It doesn't make it. People I've heard criticize it because it's just basically a replica of the same map, just enhanced in a different way. But also in a way, it also gives the person who enjoyed that map an understanding of he already knows the map layout. It's just a different style, you know. It's I find that very interesting.
Yeah, I honestly don't like the maps at all in Black Ops 2. So anytime they bring back another map from Black Ops 1. Or I guess World at War 2 with this new courtyard map. I like it because I'd say most of the maps from Black Ops 1 I liked. There's a few that I just didn't like too much, but most of them they were pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear anything about the death streaks in COD Ghosts?
I have not actually. That's interesting. There's death streaks now.
Well, it's not confirmed, but apparently the community manager for Infinity Ward tweeted out like a picture of something. It was either like perks or death streaks. And then someone asked, like, so are death streaks returning to COD Ghosts? And then she's like, well, I'm not counting that option out. So
that would be interesting if it did actually be if it actually was incorporated.
I would hate that. At this point, has anyone ever liked the death streaks? I don't think.
I don't know. I don't.
I mean, like, I'm sure that they added him in with good intentions, and I could see the intentions that they had. Like with Modern Warfare 2, it's like Painkiller. You could tell that they added that in the first place just in case maybe someone's getting spawn trapped or something, and they just need a little bit more health to get out, or. Last stand, I guess maybe if someone doesn't have good reaction time and then they just have another few bullets to take someone out. Copycat, you know, someone maybe is like really low leveled and they don't have a good gun, so they want to try out some of the higher level classes that people use so they could use that. But they don't normally, the death streaks don't normally turn out the way that the developers probably wanted.
Yeah,
because they just become really annoying, and then at that point they can't take them out of the game because they're already in the game, and it would kind of mess things up, I feel. But
yeah,
I they shouldn't add them back in. I don't think anyone's ever advocated for them. It's always been the opposite.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
All right, well, I think that's all for Call of Duty, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
I think you pretty much covered most of the information I had no idea about.
All right. So next, do you ever play Battlefield, or do you follow Battlefield 4 news?
I've heard some new information about it. I don't have the game, but I heard it's pretty similar to Black Ops in a way.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say too similar. I guess similar because it's a war game. But I don't know, you can't really compare them because of just how different the play style is.
Well, let me just say that I've seen YouTubers play the Battlefield 3 game, so I kind of have an idea of what it kind of the style looks like compared to Call of Duty, you know?
Yeah.
It's different, but I guess, like you're saying, the concept is it's kind of the same with killing it, but it's got a totally different layout. And I've tried to compare them both by sides. One of them looks a little more futuristic, and it shows the kills, like 100 XP and who you killed. Suppose the Black Ops where you just die and you fall. So I guess, I don't know. It just has a different style of gameplay, you know?
Like Battlefield's more of like a closer to a simulator, and Call of Duty's more of like a arcade shooter.
Yeah, I agree with that totally.
Well, there was a new trailer released for Battlefield 4,
I saw that.
Total War trailer. I was gonna watch it. I saw it on some gaming news website. I forget which one, but it was in French, so I didn't watch it. And then I looked at the comments, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's the same thing we already saw, just in French." So, as far as I can tell from reading other people's comments, they really just took the same gameplay that they had in other trailers and put it together with like different people talking, just so that they could get some of the hype from the Call of Duty multiplayer reveal. But there really isn't anything new that they've added in to this trailer. I mean, they already showed gameplay, and there's already people with gameplay from E3, so it's there really isn't much else they can show.
Yeah, that's agreeable. Yeah,
I'm pretty excited for it though. It does look very, very similar to Battlefield 3, but I'm hoping that there's it, I don't know. I had fun with Battlefield 3, so as long as they just kind of improve on what they had in Battlefield 3, I'll be happy.
cool.
All right, so what else we got? Apparently today, Xbox released the news that the Kinect is no longer mandatory to for the Xbox One, but they still include it. So I'm happy that they're finally listening to the community, and they're taking their advice and getting rid of all the things that people didn't want. As far as like the DRM and the Kinect and the indie game, the problem with indie games that they weren't really letting developers who weren't a part of like a AAA studio develop for Xbox, but they fixed that. Now they're fixing the Kinect, and they're just making it more and more, I don't know, tasty to gamers to buy rather than the PlayStation, because the PlayStation really hasn't. I guess they had a good formula from the beginning, so they didn't really have to change much. But I don't know. I like the Xbox more anyway, because I never really tried the PlayStation 3, just maybe like over at like a friend's house, and I didn't like the controller, so I don't know if I'll be getting the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox, because I have a PC, so I don't need any of them. As long as Titanfall comes out on PC, I'll be happy. Do you plan on getting any of the new consoles?
Interesting question that you ask. I thought about when as soon as they had the huge press conference that everybody watched, and after hearing Don Matrick leaving Xbox to go to Zynga, and I actually watched the unboxing. I forget from who. There was the one man who went through all the different mechanical stuff about the Xbox One and unboxed it, and I saw kind of what it was in it. I've heard really weird things about both next gen consoles. I thought about buying both, but it's kind of not worth my time to buy both because either you want one or the other, and it's really hard to kind of compare both of them. But since I've kind of transferred over to Xbox, I guess the Xbox One looks a little more interesting. I just feel like that Xbox had made a huge movement in which they're trying to get to more virtual hand movement, and it's not just using your controller now, it's using your hands. There can become bad things too with that, including lag, including hand motions. Like, let's say if you're doing your homework and you're trying to like speak into like, let's say people who are illiterate and trying to speak like into an iPad, because I know I do that at my school because I can't do certain math problems. I have to visual or I have to like orally say stuff. I just feel like sometimes that if I have the Xbox One there and it says it listens to you, that they could possibly interrupt what you say and it could cause the machine to kind of go off whack. But that's not to say that they're trying to make a huge push for the future. They're trying to see, they're trying to experiment, I would say, with the whole new fantasy thing, and you can watch your players go up in points. That's such a great feature. But then Sony comes out with saying, and then I think the biggest reason why I think I would want to buy the Xbox One is the whole new feature of the Elgato, how they can actually record gameplay without having to buy a capture card. So that would make it a whole lot easier. Instead of having to set up your capture card, capture it, and then edit it with the capture card, all you have to do is go on your Xbox, record like 15, maybe 8 minutes of game footage that you really think is cool, or go back and edit it when you're there, and just have it there on your Xbox One, not have to go on your computer and edit it manually. It's since they're trying to get your attention like that. That's what I think.
Do you know like how exactly do you edit on the Xbox? So like, do you do everything that you would do like on the PC? Would do you like put commentary over gameplay and then you could upload it right to YouTube from there, or do you have to like transfer it back?
I heard one rumor and one rumor only. I heard that when you record the gameplay, you take a anal you can usually you do it one of two ways, but I heard the first way is you have to do it you have to just click the record button immediately because they're gonna have an option to do record. You have to record a certain clip, you can't go back and record certain parts of it. That's one rumor I've heard. And the second rumor I've heard is you can go back and edit it on the software, so you can go back to a version like a theater mode or a edited version. But I don't know about the game. I don't. The one thing I have not heard about is commentating. I've heard you can record it, but how are you going to speak over it? You know, you're going to have to go back to like it. If you have an Xbox or you have a P, for all you PC users out there, if you want to use Sony Vegas, you know, can it support those programs, or is it going to be one of those things where it can't support those kind of editing softwares, and it just requires you to record a certain amount of gameplay when you're in the game, so you can't go back and record and use that footage. And slightly, it's gonna be, I don't know. I just, it seems like a lot of work, but it also seems like, I don't know. It just, I think they're trying to push Elgato out of the picture, I guess, for all the people like Roxio and all those different game publishers. They're trying to make it so that they're gonna try to, it's, you know, it's just such a competing economy for who wants the most dominant source of income. And I think Xbox and PS4 are pushing for their users to be able to record without having to buy expensive game captures like I've done. And I think this will be huge because, you know, I can always go back and sell back. But then in the second half, once if you decide you want to just use your Elgato, you know, can you still use your Elgato or do you have to use a game capture card from what they provide?
For me, even if I bought an Xbox, I don't think I'd probably use the recording thing because I already have an HD PVR and I know how to use it. And I mean, I feel like if they do it right, it would actually be really cool, but I feel like they won't do it well and it really won't work too well. Like a lot of other things that they tried, like Twitter and YouTube I mean, YouTube is actually useful for some people. I don't really use it. But like Twitter and Facebook, no one really uses that on Xbox, and just because it's just so clunky to I don't know, use Twitter and tweet off the Xbox. But like, I just feel like it'd be easier to record something and then have a keyboard if you wanted to like put a title on your video or something, instead of having to use the Xbox controller as a keyboard to upload videos and put in the tags and all that. But I mean, there's definitely going to be a lot more YouTubers once the Xbox is released because of that.
Yeah, that's a big that's actually a key thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think that's what they're pushing for. That's one of their biggest things they're trying to get, you know, people to. That's one I guess that's one of the marketing features, and they're doing a pretty good job at it.
Yeah. And that's a good thing that they're recognizing YouTube as a source of advertising. Because if, like, let's say they make you put like a little watermark, and then people don't want to go look up like a guide on how to play a game or something, they see like made on Xbox One, and then they go out and they're like, oh, I want to make videos, and then they'll go out and buy an Xbox One, because then otherwise, you wouldn't really know. So they might make you put a watermark, or maybe if you upload it to YouTube, it has to be in the description or something. But who
Yeah.
knows? All right. Here's one that also happened today. GameStop was sued for costing players more for used titles than new ones. And this isn't the first time they got sued. So what happened was there was a couple of gamers from New Jersey that went to a judge and they asked to sue because when they went to buy games like a lot of EA games like Madden or FIFA or like Battlefield, you know how it comes with like the online code that you need?
Of course.
I mean that's not really GameStop, the code. That's EA themselves wanting to make some money off of used games. But their problem was that GameStop never told them that they needed to get the code. So they were selling games like Madden 2010, I guess the not the latest one, but like a couple years old, or 2011. Those around that year. They were selling those games for like $45, and then once you add like the $10 or $15 that you need for to play online, it costs more than just buying the game new. So people were spending more money than they had to, and GameStop wasn't telling them, "Oh, you could just spend less money and get this game brand new. You don't have to buy a pre-owned." But obviously, they want you to buy a pre-owned because that's how they make their money. They don't really make much from selling new games. So they're going to be sued for that, and I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, it's not the first time they got sued like twice before, like once for taking out codes for I think it was On Live. So I don't really know what that is, but I just saw it in the article. Like there was some code for On Live inside of copies of Deus Ex when that game was released, and they were taking those codes out, even though the developer said they couldn't do that because On Live is like their competition. So
Wow.
they're getting in trouble again, and it's what they do is catching up to them. I
That's
don't really,
unbelievable.
yeah. I mean, I don't really even buy games from GameStop anymore, but I mean, when I do, I always buy them new because it's just so much of a ripoff, and it doesn't make any sense even trading games. Like I remember when I was younger, I used to always do that. Like when the Nintendo DS came out, I sold like my Game Boy Advance and then like every game I had for it, just to make like some money towards the DS because they give you nothing
Yeah.
for any of that. And they sell they give you like $15 for like a game, and then they sell it for $60 again, and they just make so much money off of that. And it just doesn't make any sense because it just, I guess it would make more sense just to keep the game or like sell it on eBay or something because you'd probably make more.
I hate that.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. So, are you a fan of football?
Yes, sir.
Who's your team?
The Falcons from Atlanta.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. You're from Georgia. Jets are my team.
Okay.
I was watching the Falcons game the other day when it was on. They're looking pretty good.
Yeah. We're okay. We had a bit of a rough start against Cincinnati, but that's only because we didn't have our best starters in. But that's not to say that I think that as I saw, apparently the new quarterback, or they have, I think they're having a quarterback battle in Cincinnati because they have a new guy, Eric Johnson, who is the equivalent of a Cam Newton, who I think might be able to bring the Bengals to a playoff appearance. But that was just the first time to see all the new players combine. It's just a way for them to get their feet kind of wet and get in the football mode because football starts in less than a month, and we all know it. And I think all teams, including the Jets, are getting ready. And I know there's a quarterback battle up in New York right now. And whoever wins it, whoever wins it, I'm personally rooting for Geno Smith.
Oh
But
yeah, me too.
if Mark Sanchez wins it, I wouldn't. I mean, people make fun of him so much, but as we've already seen, the y'all's GM has already made it confirmed that they want Mark Sanchez because he's kind of the franchise quarterback. They put a franchise tag on him. So, if he decides he's going to be the quarterback, and Geno Smith is a great backup. I'm not going to lie. Geno Smith has got the arm.
Yeah.
But, we'll have to see how, I don't think y'all last year had a really bad year. And it was not y'all's fault. It was the fault that, people couldn't, I don't know how to say it, but the team was struggling so bad that they just couldn't find chemistry. And I think this offseason, they had to move some people and they moved Tim Tebow out. I don't think that was the smartest decision. But, if it had to be done to be able to get better, then congratulations, you got a brand new quarterback in the draft. But also, by getting a quarterback that's fresher in the draft and by a guy who's been moving around all over the place, he went from Denver to New York to Patriots, he's just moving all over the place. Hopefully, by getting Geno Smith, you get a guy who's going to stay there long term and is going to help you eventually when Mark Sanchez, if he decides to move on, will be able to be the starter, So we'll have to see how that ends up being. But I know my Falcons are ready to go. We have one of the best teams' offenses. I think we're in the top 10 in power rankings. We've been making some really good offensive moves by acquiring Steven Jackson from the St. Louis Rams, who's actually one of the best pickups thing we've ever had. And a couple other key guys that are on the line. But, I think at this current time for all NHL, for NHL, wow, we're talking about football and I'm talking about hockey. For all NFL teams, and even for college too. This is a time where, you know, this is when training camp starts. This is when you're getting ready for the big season, and hopefully this will be one of the most competitive years, I think, in NFL history, I believe.
Yeah. Like, I honestly wish that the Jets had an offense like the Falcons, because we it's been so many years since just really anything has just kind of worked with the Jets. And like Sanchez is just garbage. And it's, I guess maybe if you're not following them as like your favorite team, it's easy kind of just to say, oh, well, you know, Sanchez is like the franchise quarterback. But as a fan, as someone who watches every game closely, I hate Sanchez so much, and I want him to be gone. And I think the only reason why he's still there is because he's under contract, and they don't want to lose the money for, you know, if they drop him or something. But he had more interceptions last season than touchdowns, and the third play of the game on Friday was an interception, a terrible one too. Like the receiver fell down, and then he still tried to throw it to him, and then like a defensive lineman picked it off and ran for a touchdown. And Geno Smith got hurt, so that's bad news, because, you know, Sanchez is probably, if it's serious, Sanchez is probably gonna take the starting job. And I don't know, I just don't want him to be the starter. I don't want another year, because if he's the starter, it's not gonna be a winning season. And I don't know, I mean, it seemed like he was, the first 2 years when he was first there, we went to the AFC Championship game, and that was great. And he made some mistakes, but people are like, oh, he's still a rookie, he's fine, don't worry about it. And then just as years went by, people still kept saying, oh, he's just a rookie, he makes mistakes. But he's not a rookie anymore. He's like, this is like his fifth season, and he's still making these mistakes that he was making back in his first season, and they're even worse now.
Yeah.
And there's really no receivers. All our receivers got hurt last season. And I don't know. I think Rex Ryan's gonna be gone, and then once he's gone, maybe the team could be rebuilt again. But I just want them to go to another Super Bowl so bad, because everyone's like, oh well, the last time they won a Super Bowl was in the '60s, and yeah, I hate how the Giants won two Super Bowls in the past like 4 years, and Jets are always like the newspaper here. It's always the back page of the newspaper, huge Giants picture, you know, Giants win, and then like a little, the top right corner is a little tiny box about the Jets news, and I want that to be over. But yeah, that's I guess that's it for my rant.
It's a good rant.
I guess I don't really talk about it on my channel, because I don't really do sports games or anything, so there's really no time. So this is my time to just vent about stuff.
I'm listening to it. I agree with you. I'm not going to disagree on anything. I would hate to be a fan of a team that just can't seem to find chemistry.
Oh, you know what they did now? There used to be this fan named Fireman Ed, who would be the guy who did like the Jets chant in the stadium. Like, he would like get on some guy's shoulders and go, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And the game on Thanksgiving last year, when the Jets got like lost like 47 to like 10 against the Patriots, like the game that Sanchez ran into his lineman's ass and fumbled,
yeah,
he just left and he hasn't come back. So now this season, the actual franchise released like, they like sent out like letters to like season ticket holders talking about how the chant's going to go now. And they want every section of the stadium to say a different letter. And it's so stupid that they're trying to show the fans how to cheer now, instead of just working on the team and leading them to victory. They're trying to show the fans how to cheer, because it's not like the fans will cheer if the team's doing well. It's like we have to go and show the fans how to cheer first. I mean, I think the Cowboys did that last year, and all that happened was the fans booed. They didn't even cheer.
I remember
So I'm hoping that happens.
that.
All right. Well, anyway, that was my last topic, but I think I could get some questions here on from Reddit, like I normally do. What movie should one never watch? What was your least favorite movie that just don't watch it?
Oh God, probably Jennifer's Body.
Oh, that's a good answer. I'd say probably Human Centipede, unless you're into that.
Oh,
That movie
hated that
was
movie.
that did you see the second one?
No, I just saw the first one. I'm like, I fuck it. I can't watch this. This is just plain grossing. This is, ugh.
I never watched the second one, but I heard about it,
It
and
was, I just know it. The first one's pretty bad. The second one's not gonna be any better.
yeah, there's just no way. I guess really the second one just appeals to the people that thought the first one was good. I like maybe five people, like
The very small audience.
yeah, they just show it in one theater and all the fans just flock to that theater.
That one little corner with all the fans and that
Yep.
they're true diehard.
All right, let's
Oh
see.
God. Hello, third viewer. I know you're there. You keep leaving in and out, but I'm grateful you're here.
What games have you wanted to replay until you remembered that one part? And
What
that
game?
one part is in quotes.
Oh, geez. I'm trying to think of a play, one of those Let's Plays. Oh God, it'd have to go way back to the PS2, Sly Cooper.
Oh, Sly Cooper. I love Sly Cooper.
That was such a really that was such that's probably the first version of like actual like sneaky games. It's like I feel like it's like. It was like an introduction to the Splinter Cell. It's just one of those
Yeah.
like you're learning how to become a spy. You're even though you're a freaking, a sly, and it's such a cool game. I don't know why. It's just I used to play that game for hours on end, like Call of Duty. Like you, it's one of those games that's not there's no gore in it, but it's like the objectives are so much fun.
Yeah.
That's one game I'd probably play over again if I had a chance to.
For me, I really wanted to play. It's not a game. It's the DLC for one game. It's the DLC for the game Mafia 2. And have you heard of that game?
I have, but I've never played it.
It's a the base game's really good. Like the story's really good, but the DLC called Joe's Adventures. Like Joe is like the secondary character that you kind of like see every once in a while. He's like another gangster that he kind of helps you sometimes, but like he just goes off and does things. You don't even hear about him. So like the DLC is like his story.
Sure.
And I was enjoying it up until this one part where you have to chase some guy down this frozen river in a car. And it's the most probably one of the most rage-inducing moments in a video game I've ever played. Because first of all, the cars are from the 40s, so they don't handle well on ice in the first place. So it's really hard, and there's like these holes in like the ice, so you could fall through the holes in the ice and drown, and that then you have to go all the way back to the beginning. Or you get off the ice, you like kind of cross the river, get onto the road, and once you get on the road, there's this one part where it glitches out every time, and you fall through the ground. So there's no way to beat it. And I want to finish it because I love the game, like the base game a lot. And I just can't go back because it's just I can't stand it. So that's definitely the one I would choose. All right, let's see. What are some great movies that didn't get the credit they deserved?
Oh God. Maybe they didn't get the credit they deserve. Oh jeez. I have to go way back to figure out this.
Take your time. I gotta look for another question.
I'm trying to think of a movie that I've seen that like no one really talked about and like but it's such a good movie that you would want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that one movie? Oh God, what was that one movie about? What was his name? It was about like the really large family. There were two movies of it.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
They lived in a gigantic, like kind of like a castle house, and there was like a guy and like eight. He had like eight children, and the wife had eight children, and then they ended up marrying, and there was a sequel to it.
What is the movie about the large family?
Sequel. They had 16, something, 16 kids or something like that. What was that called?
Yours, mine, and ours?
Yes. Oh my God, that movie got no credit at all, but it was such a good movie. I don't know why. It just, like, I don't know. It was so, like, it had no point. There's no purpose to the movie, but, like, I don't know. It didn't get enough credit, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one movie that I have not seen in probably 12 years. I remember watching the second movie of it, and it was so funny.
I don't even know one. Like the thing about movies I've seen is that there's, I'd say before I started YouTube, I didn't really like care for like reviews of anything or really what anyone else thought of like movies or anything. So there's a ton of movies that I saw that I don't really know what other people thought of. I mean, there's like the big movies that like my friends would talk about, and then I would know, I would discuss with them. But I don't know. I don't want to say one. It's like, oh, that movie got a lot of credit.
Yeah. I have some questions if you want to do would you rathers, but that's up to you.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather your daughter had no friends or was a slut?
No friends.
I don't know. I don't know. But it's like, would you rather your daughter have sex like every day or be one of those depressed people in life?
I feel like I could help her through it though.
Be the really good dad.
Cuz like if she had sex every day, then there's a chance of diseases, and that's a lot worse than being depressed, I think.
That's true. But he probably gets pleasure in both of them. I don't know. It depends what you believe. Would you rather go back in time and meet your ancestors in the pre-1800s, or go away into the future and meet your great-grandchildren post-2200?
Ooh. Well, I think it depends. The 1800s, I don't think anything important happened with my ancestors. But in like the 40s, oh, I actually have a movie now 'cause thinking of this. My great grandpa, I think. If have you ever seen the movie Defiance?
Yes, oh my gosh.
He was like one of those guys. And I hear stories about him, but I never got to meet him. And I'd like to meet him and talk to him about killing Nazis. But yeah, I'd say the future, other than that.
Okay, I have another one that's kind of awkward. If it doesn't make any sense, I'll move on to the next one. It says, would you rather wake up naked and sore and without any memory of the night before next to the Burger King telling you had it your way? I don't know what that means. Or would you rather wake up naked next to Ronald McDonald telling you were loving it?
Oh my God.
I don't know, it makes no sense, but I don't know, it's just, apparently it's got 500,000 votes on this would you rather, so.
I already I heard this one before, and I know my answer. I think it's the Burger King guy.
I totally agree with you. I would probably not want to go naked next to a McDonald's guy. That just
Yeah,
sounds
that's
something.
creepy.
Okay, this is one of those questions that I feel like you can have any other way answer, but it's either one of this question, I feel, is it depends on your opinion on this. Would you rather have an excellent relationship but have terrible sex, or be in an awful relationship with incredible sex?
I'd say the first one.
So you would rather have an excellent relationship but terrible sex?
Yeah. I yeah.
So yeah, of course. Okay, Would you play Russian roulette one time with one bullet for $100 million?
No.
Apparently, 8,000 people said yes to that. That's
Oh,
kind of weird.
wow.
Would you rather chase your career or get married and start a family?
Chase my career. Definitely. I would rather do something I enjoy doing than, I don't know, be like some 9 to 5er and hate what I'm doing, but have a family.
Okay, would you rather get a dream vacation for 2 weeks or spend 5 days with anyone in the world, but you must stay in your hometown?
Dream vacation.
Okay. I'd probably choose the dream vacation too, because if it's like 5 days with anyone in the world in your hometown, you kind of have nothing really to do, you know?
Yeah, like if I met someone like famous, is what am I gonna do? Just sit and play video games with them for 5 days or something?
Okay, let's go to the next page because the next one was stupid. Oh, jeez. Oh, this one's a tough question. I don't know which one to choose. Would you rather have free Starbucks for a year or free iTunes music forever?
iTunes music. I don't really like coffee.
I like iTunes too, because then you can just, whenever a good song comes out, you can just download it.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather date a celebrity of your choice or your crush slash the hottest person you know?
Celebrity.
Already. I agree. No, actually, no. I will. They don't know. Would you rather date a rich workout? No. What? Would you rather date a rich workaholic or a poor guy with plenty of time for you?
A guy.
Yeah, it's would you rather date a rich workaholic or a poor guy with plenty of time for you?
Does it have to be a guy for both of
Yep.
them?
No, the rich workaholic is mostly a girl.
Rich workaholic.
Okay. would you rather be a one-hit wonder or be an average singer for as long as you want?
I'd say one hit wonder. Because I don't like to sing, so I'd rather just make the money and get out and then play video games for the rest of my life.
Would you rather have all your dreams come true but have a 10% chance of instant death, or be completely average with nothing special about you?
I don't know. I definitely don't want to die.
Yeah,
So that,
well, you have a 10% chance
I
of
know,
dying.
but 10%, that's, I would hate to be the one to get the be in that 10%.
Yeah, that's true. We'll do five more and then we'll call it a night.
Sure.
Would you rather invest or finance?
I'd say invest.
Invest? That's an okay choice. I don't know. Let's go down. Would you rather live in Harry Potter's world or live the life of fame and wealth?
Do I get to be a magician or a wizard?
No, you can only, I don't know. It didn't say anything about that.
Well, if I live in the Harry Potter world, but I don't know magic, that'd be stupid. But if I was a wizard, that'd be pretty cool. So, I guess it
Agree.
depends.
Oh, this one's kind of an interesting one. Would you rather meet your future wife slash husband in a bar or texting a random number on your phone?
I think texting a random number would be more interesting. But I
Okay,
mean,
this is.
is it
Wait, go
my
ahead.
choice? Is it my choice of the person either way? Or if I text a random number, is it just a random person?
Just texting a random number on your phone.
I think probably based on the context, I would say it's like your choice. Like it's not just like you have to marry that person. It's just the way you meet them, I guess. So yeah,
Yeah.
texting a random number.
Okay, we'll do two more. This one, I don't like this one, but it seems so interesting that I just want to go ahead and say it. If you could pick one of these from a hat, which one would you choose? First one says, pick the year you die. From this year to the year you turn 100. Or pick the way you die, from peacefully to the most violent way possible.
Wait, so it's either I pick how I die or pick
See,
when?
Either you pick what year you
Oh,
die,
what
or you
year?
pick
Okay.
how you die, like how painful you die from the most violent way possible.
Huh.
I don't know. That seems like one of those ways that, like, either you do you want to get tortured to death, or like, or do you want to just choose like I'll die in 2020, and then like you miss out on life, you know?
Yeah. Well, I feel like if I picked, if like right now I said, all right, I'm going to choose to die 100 years from now, then that would always be on my mind that I would know that's when I'm going to die. Well, actually, but then I could do whatever I want because I'll know that I won't die no matter what because I chose already. But then at the same time, I could also say, I want to die of old age and then I'll just be old and when I die, so it wouldn't matter. I'd basically choose when I die anyway.
Yeah, that's one of those questions that you can that's it goes either way. We'll do two more, and like I said, we'll call it for night.
Sure.
This is a really good kid I know. He's in sober one. He's really bad. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Sorry, just reading the comments. I didn't see it. Would you rather have a car that drives really good but looks horrible, or a car that drives really bad but looks awesome?
Well, right now I have a car that doesn't look that good, but I think it drives pretty good, so I'd say the first one.
So a really ugly car, but it drives really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one, this is one of those if you know foreign languages, and it is, would you rather instantly learn any one foreign language to fluency and proficiency? So would you rather learn a foreign language and be able to speak it fluently, or learn five languages at an intermediate level? That's a hard question.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the hardest ones for me at least. 'Cause it, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'd probably choose the intermediate one. 'Cause there's no one country that like I just want to know how to speak. Well, maybe I'd want to speak like Japanese fluently. That'd be pretty cool. But I mean, if even if I could do it intermediately, that'd still be cool. I could go to Japan as a tourist and just and
Know how to
sound,
speak it.
yeah, but then still sound like a tourist, so people don't look at me weird, like, oh, what are you doing here, knowing how to speak Japanese so well? Or I could learn. Oh, I could learn how to speak. Oh yeah, it's definitely the second one because I do like maybe two languages that are like legit languages, and then I do the other three like those like African click languages, or like the languages that like two people know on Earth. Yeah.
We have one of these kids at my school who actually speaks that for a living. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
His name is Odabi. He's from Nigeria, but he speaks in like some language that's like doesn't even make any sense in life, but he's got like 40 letters in the name of
He should make YouTube videos. Like that
it.
would actually, I think, would go viral.
Yeah, I
'Cause
probably could.
I don't think there's that many videos of people speaking like that language on YouTube.
Yeah, but the problem is how many people would actually understand what he's saying.
I don't know. Well, I guess, I mean, if it, as long as it sounds like kind of real, then.
I've never heard him say it before, but he claims he knows how to speak it. And I've seen him speak it one time, and it's like listening to a guy speak like a freaking Malaysian. You don't have any idea what he's saying, but apparently he's saying something logical. And he claims he's saying something that means something, but I don't know. I don't know if I can trust him, you know. But, you know, if a guy's from Nigeria and his name is like freaking Kwajoba or something, you gotta believe he's got some instinct or some natural, you know.
Yeah, you should become good friends with him and then have him do like a commentary on your channel.
Hey
Get
guys, this
big.
is my friend Cuba. He's from Nigeria. He speaks a single. It's I don't know how to pronounce it. It clicks. It just clicks. That's all it is. Here he goes, and like just have like this 13-minute seminar of him just clicking, but like have me translate it at the very bottom.
Yeah.
And like have a gameplay. Oh, that'd be so much time. Oops. Hold on, I'm gonna mute my mic for 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on, waiting for my mom to answer the phone. Okay, we're good. My dad was not answering the phone, but that's okay. I just
Okay.
answered it and no one picked up. But anyway, so back to my funny story. So if you guys want to see that and you're seeing this video and you want to hear a guy clicking for a living for his language, I would be more than happy to spend the 2.5 hours of translating what he says.
I'm sure that would be big.
probably get over 1 million video views, but you know, I don't know. But the thing is, like, his accent would be so off, you would have no idea what he's saying. Like, he would be like one of those, like, I don't know. Like in Spanish, like the accent, you kind of know what they're saying because some of the words are translated. Indeed. Like some of the English words on that thing are like actual Spanish words too. But then like some of the words, like, you don't even know. Like perro, yeah. Don't mean anything in real life. So, okay. Well, before we conclude this video, I want to say a couple of things. Guys, before we go off on today's episode, if you guys did not know, but my birthday was last Friday, so I got a brand new microphone, which you're hearing me out of now. I want you all to give this video a thumbs up. Give Brian a thumbs up on his channel because, you know, he deserves this. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of time to make these podcasts and get, you know, organized. So
it's true.
Smack that like button below. I know you're gonna do it eventually. You have to do it. You know, that's the whole point of the like button. Click his subscribe button. I think you really enjoy it. If you want to click my subscribe button, go ahead. I really don't care.
Yeah, the links to your channels in the description if you're watching on YouTube.
I got 84 subscribers. I had to block one of my friends in school because all he did was dislike my videos, and he was kind of pissing me off, so I had to kind of block him because then he finally talked to me today, and he's like, why did you block me? And I'm like, well, if you dislike my videos, I don't want you to be on my channel. Thank you very much. It's for people who actually care about me. But anyway, guys, if you guys want us to do a podcast, and I think eventually if you guys want to see me next week on episode 10, please leave it in the comments. I want to know what y'all think about this episode. If you want us to talk about something that we didn't talk about or some news that was in the gaming world that we happened to miss, leave it in the comments. I'm pretty sure Brian would be willing to answer your comments and questions. I know on behalf of the Rayburn Show here, I'm very glad to be able to do this. I've been wanting to do this since episode 3, if you've done this, and I've not had the time, and luckily today, even though today I had football, I got home around 7:45, and I was able to contact Brian and get ready to go, and you know, I'm very grateful that he was able to let me do this, and I hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you have any comments, questions, like I said, leave it in the comment section below of this video. Listen to the whole podcast because each one of the points, we do some funny things at the very end if y'all are just now listening. But in the meantime, I'm the Rayburn Show, and I'll let Captain do his exit.
All right. Well, you did a pretty good job. So I'll just say, go check out his channel. Links in the description. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, rate the podcast and leave a review if you want. It helps me out, I guess. I'm not really sure how, but I think it does. I mean, if it's there, I'm sure it helps me somehow. But thanks for watching, and until next week, goodbye.